A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is the college football voice of the South. So let's go on campus. Presented by Infinity of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at infinityofgwinnett.com.
You heard Derek Thomas talk about it during his update. AJ Green has announced officially his retirement, made that announcement on his Instagram page yesterday. A 7-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, over 10,000 career receiving yards. He was the number 4 overall pick going way back to 2011. Remember, the Falcons really wanted to make a deal with the Bengals to get AJ Green. They couldn't move up that high because the Bengals wanted AJ Green, obviously, as well. So they traded up and took Julio Jones at number 6. And that was one of the debates for a while. Who was better, AJ Green or Julio Jones? For a while, that was one of the debates when they first came into the league.
That's fine. AJ Green, it's a shame because it certainly looked like it could have been more. But when your body's about done, when you can't keep yourself up for it anymore and you can't stay healthy. Julio Jones wins that, no doubt about it. I think Matt Ergo and I were talking. Julio Jones is now 11th all-time in receiving yards, and I think A.J. Green's 44th. So, you know, and who had more impact, I think, in the city of Atlanta? Because we're here, you certainly had a chance to have more impact if you're Julio. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's also make sure the narrative is Julio Jones was thoroughly disappointing. Can you have a Hall of Fame career and be thoroughly disappointing? The answer is yes, because Julio Jones, he's my poster child.
How much does that change his legacy if the Falcons win that Super Bowl?
Well,
he has the greatest
different.
Catch in the history of the Falcons, but nobody remembers it now, obviously.
Listen, one play from scrimmage is not supposed to make or break your career. That's the problem with the legacy talk. We do legacy stuff when the guy's in his fourth year. Then we do legacy stuff, and then we revisit legacy
stuff.
Big
plays and big moments.
No doubt.
Often defined, fair or not, your career.
No doubt. You know, you Bill Mazeroski at that point? Not really. Because I don't know if people are going to go back to a reception that didn't score a touchdown being the play of a game. But if you live in this town, you go, if only. Because that play should have been the play where you go, now we win.
It's like Rodrigo Blankenship. He made a 50-yard field goal in that national championship game. And then Alabama scores on 2nd and 26. So nobody remembers that huge kick because Alabama came back to win the game.
Exactly.
Things change. Seasons change.
AJ Green gets
sacrificed tomorrow just to have you here today. That's expose.
Probably touring this spring and summer.
I would imagine
on a bill of 6 acts.
They strike me as it's, you know, a 3-person ladies band.
I think somebody left.
Not even a band because nobody plays instruments.
Yeah, no. I think somebody left, and I don't know if they came back. I don't know if there's enough money to come back at this point.
I would imagine they strike me as the type of group that would be on a cruise ship.
Unfortunately, at exposeonline.net, they have no upcoming shows, but I'll try to dig a little
deeper. Well, they're trying hard, though. They're asking. Hey, we're over here.
I can click here. It says notify me when they're in town, so I'll keep you up to date.
I like the one girl, the Italian girl, at expose. She was my favorite.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not shocking. I'm not really. Look,
I was thinking she could make sauce for me on a Sunday.
Was she really, really Italian?
Yeah, she was actually from Italy.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, because they're Italian.
Somebody left. Then I don't know if there's enough money, as I said, to come back. Can I ask on that thing you're looking at, Derek, do they list bar mitzvahs and weddings?
Cameo.
Or is this just, you know, someplace that actually has seating?
Because there's a lot of bands that started playing living rooms. They did the living room tour.
There is a link for bookings. It comes up, name, subject, phone, et cetera. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you're not getting this on Taylor Swift.
I want to book expose from my house.
I'm right here, exposeonline.net/contact, Chris.
Please tell them all I want you to do is contact them now. Will you play Chris's house?
Name, Chris.
Yeah.
They don't list pricing or anything?
No. You want to know why? You would turn away from it so quickly. You would fall out of your chair if you saw the
original. How much you think?
That's not a bad idea. Put forth, Derek, an official request. Let's see what the fee is.
Still Chris Domino at 680thefan.com?
No. How dare you? at comcast.net.
I'll give it to you off.
No, that's fine.
It doesn't. No, that's not even my email.
I'm trying to give the one that everyone should know. Yeah.
The 680 account, I haven't looked at that. What year is this?
I believe it's 2023.
I think somebody came up to me about a year ago and said, have you ever opened this? Because I haven't.
You can actually download the emails on your phone. Scotty.
McFarland
can set that up for you in a matter of like 2 minutes.
If it's so important, somebody will get a hold of me.
Fair enough.
I want to find out how much.
It's the Domino logic. You can't argue with it.
My daughter graduates high school. Tell them my daughter's high school graduation. I want to know what it will cost.
Are they available? Okay, so high school.
No, bar mitzvah.
All right, I was just trying to come up with something.
She's a big fan of 80s bands.
Yeah, my daughter's graduating high school. How much?
Phone number 404-23.
Huge 80s nut.
I'll give you my real phone number during the break.
You should know it. I've got your phone number, Chris.
Doesn't matter.
You know he texts back. Never mind. Dog Nation from the AJC talked about Todd Monken, and it looks like Buck was talking about it this morning as far as the Ravens' job is concerned. Eric Bieniemy, after the Super Bowl, it looks like he may take that job to get away from the Chiefs and call plays, because don't forget, if you don't call plays, it's tough for you to skip over being a coordinator and then becoming a head coach. Maybe he goes to Baltimore, actually calls some plays, and then he has a better opportunity to be a head coach. Why do we bring this up? Because Todd Monken could get, to no one's surprise, between $2.5 to $3 million to now stay at Georgia. We said it before, we'll say it again. It doesn't hurt. This is the time of the year, if you're going to do this, with National Signing Day having come and gone, and you know, some offseason stuff just kind of cranking up as far as lifting is concerned, but not spring ball. This is the time to shop your wares if you're Todd Monken. He's doing that, and he'll stay at Georgia and get a raise.
This is the dollar do-si-do. This is the great dance. Just be good enough where one more person wants you. If it's 2 and 3, great. Now, if Bieniemy leaves, what's the actual job in Kansas City then? Because if you don't call plays...
You're still the coordinator.
No, I understand. But if you don't call plays, yeah. What are you?
Well, you're like Brian Schottenheimer in Dallas, and you're like, what's his name? Dave Ragone here. You're not calling plays, so you're organizing things over the course of the week. You're dotting the I's, Domino, and crossing the T's.
But
you're not calling the plays.
Everybody, we're good? Okay, we're good. We're good, Coach. I'm sure there's a real job. I'm not discounting that. But it is interesting that Eric Bieniemy has been around Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and wins and wins and wins. And you look around and you go, yeah, but you know what he hasn't done? So does he have to have it on his resume? Look, I think people thought Bieniemy was going to be a head coach. Remember, that was the talk. How is he not a head coach? Then I don't know if he was a bad interview. I don't know if people look and said, well, he never called plays. Look, some head coaches want to do it. Some will relinquish it. And if you're Mike McCarthy and your ass is in a frying pan, you go back to doing it because you got nothing to lose. Why is Mike McCarthy calling plays this year?
Because
he has to. He has to. You're out of fire him and fry him, and it's all done. You keep the job because the offense with Dak Prescott actually works well enough where you win playoff games.
And we talked about this last week, and we now have a reason. Despite the desire to do so, Oklahoma and Texas likely not leaving the Big 12 for the SEC before 2025. I guess the big sticking point was Fox. They would have lost 7 football games featuring either Oklahoma or Texas in 24. Because don't forget, that's the year that the SEC moves over to ABC and ESPN. And the SEC is going to be exclusive to ESPN and ABC, which means Fox, no way, shape, or form, are they going to get those games and get that money back.
Well, you can pay us. You can pay us. We're not giving this one away. It is interesting that it's not about the conferences at all. It comes back to, again, a television network that says, I guarantee you, Nick, they had to go get legal to look at the contract. Because you go, well, I guess they're leaving us. Well, hold on. Maybe we can stop this. Now there's a price. You want to pay a certain amount of money? We'll let them go to the SEC. Do I think the SEC is going to pay the price? I don't.
They don't have to.
I don't think they're going to be the ones to stroke a check.
We're the SEC, and people are going to watch us no matter what. Speaking of the SEC.
And by the way, you wish Texas and Oklahoma was actually a bigger draw. I know the numbers they pull on their own. But it's not like I'm getting incredibly quality football teams coming to my conference. I might think about, I don't know how much it would be, I might think about cutting a check. I'd like Texas and Oklahoma here sooner instead of later, but what am I really missing out on?
We did
just fine without you.
Sure, and it's more, when you talk about those schools, obviously, it's more cachet than records. Because they're not powerhouses any longer. Maybe they will be in the not-too-distant future, but right now they're not.
I think, did somebody say how good their recruiting was, both of those schools? Did they have very good
I mean, Texas did well. I don't know where Oklahoma ranked, but Sark, okay, that's great that you have the recruits. Now what are you going to do with those recruits? Because there are no guarantees. See Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M.
Well, how about this then? Go win the Big 12. One of you. Go win the Big 12. Come on in with a little bit of fanfare when you do come to the SEC eventually.
Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin telling concerned Alabama fans not to worry. He said the GOAT, obviously referencing Nick Saban, just signed the number one recruiting class with no coordinators. Relax at Alabama football. He does have a point.
Are they not relaxed?
A lot of people were nervous about and still are nervous about the choices of coordinators.
Well, I've never said that.
You didn't, but others have. Lane Kiffin has Nick Saban's back.
Yeah, that would be silly if Nick Saban said it. I'm not sure about these guys either. Whoa.
So Jaden Rashada, we know, is now at Arizona State.
I don't understand this story.
I'm trying to figure it out myself. So he's at Arizona State, was at Florida. The Gators fan-driven NIL fund promised him, I guess, $13.85 million.
Allegedly, it was going to be $375,000 a month if he got to his junior year. So with like three conditions.
Yeah, an initial payment on December the 5th was going to come his way of $500,000, and then $250,000 per month as a freshman, $291,000 per month as a sophomore, $375,000 per month as a junior. If he remains beyond his junior year, then he's getting paid just under $200,000 per month as a senior. It all fell apart. Well, he's at Arizona State. Now, how and why did it fall apart? How much of this is true? That's the question.
And what is he getting now? Is he getting anything now? I don't. You know what it is now? I'm over it. I'm done. If you couldn't explain it to me in this amount of time, you've had plenty of time to let me know how and why. Was he going to move to Florida? He had to reside here. Then maybe he wasn't going. I don't care. I don't care. He hasn't played it down in college football. So, but somebody asked me, why would he be getting paid less after his junior year? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if he wasn't good enough for the NFL, I've paid you too much money after your junior year. I'm going to pull back on it. Like, that's why a guy would get paid less as a senior. Weren't you good enough to actually go after your junior year? We're going to have to cut your salary to $200,000 a month. I choke as I actually say those words. Somebody did the Kenny Pickett thing. This kid's money was like $400,000 less than Kenny Pickett's first round money.
Yes.
That's what the guarantee, and again, I don't even know if it was all true or not. I don't know if this is big, you know, slappy with a wallet, just talking big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get how he got to Arizona State, who let him out and why. I'm over it.
How did it fall apart?
You know, I thought I was over the Manning kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to start? Is he going to Texas? All this stuff. That was nothing compared to this.
In the meantime.
Here, did you heard the what Texas supposedly paid for the recruits that weekend, right?
Yes.
Oh, it was,
parents,
$200,000,
catering, five-star hotels.
Everybody was going to lose their crap. This kid signs $13.4 million alleged deal, and nobody can explain it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the whole Manning recruitment thing seem like child's play.
Well, that's the way it's going to go, and it's probably going to get more complicated when you talk about college football. Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz, the son of Kirk Ferentz, has a new deal. And his base salary, took a pay cut, is going to be $850,000 over 2 years. Now, he's going to have a bonus and salary adjustment if the team scores at least 25 points per game and they win a minimum of 7 games in 23. This offense was beyond putrid last year, and it's out there for public consumption, what he needs to do to get paid. And that's not going to happen. Based on what we have seen from this Iowa offense, and we use the term offense very loosely, 25 points per game, that is a steep goal to have.
They're never going to punt. They're never going to punt. We're going to go for it on everything. We're going for two every time as well. We got to get to 25. Daddy needs a new pair of whatever. How old is the kid? Because this falls into the Nepo baby thing. And I'm not telling you
well,
that.
Well, a lot of people said if this wasn't the son of a coach, he would have been long gone. So
a coach? The coach? Like, this is,
well,
this
that's
is
what
last
I mean.
Night. Yeah.
He's under the same umbrella, and he is there in Iowa. He's not the offensive coordinator. He's not even on the staff. He's not in a position to be the offensive coordinator.
Think
if he's
about
not
this.
The son of Kirk Ferentz.
If you and I had been lucky enough to be Nepo baby material, wow, I could have walked into Chemical Bank and maybe started out something higher than a teller.
Yeah, that would have been bad for me. Real bad for me.
Well, would it have been the factory or the bar or both?
Yeah. Either way, I lose.
But you really, listen, I got to be honest. If you were a bartender, your life might be a little bit simpler.
My father would not let me be a bartender. Oh. That's why. He knew I'd like it too much.
Because I've been around 50-plus-year-old bartenders.
Hit sports talk radio host. I made the big time, obviously.
Yeah, AM radio, brother.
Yeah, well, we got the app and got an FM signal.
I worked with a guy, Howie, who was probably 40 when I worked with him when I was bartending for 3 years.
You're in the right spot. It's an all-cash business.
Single, happy. He knew what his schedule was. He was kind of like you. During the day, he'd lay by a pool.
Mm-hmm. Get a nice workout in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Howie was a workout guy.
Got to sweat out the liquor.
And he wasn't a simpleton. He just wanted a simpleton's life.
Right.
He just didn't want to be bothered. Here comes the Tupperware convention. Yeah, I'll rake.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Howie, wherever you are today, we raise a glass to you.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, I'm not telling you I don't. Kids and everything, it was a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Made a choice.
Howie is happy, or at least was. Jim Boeheim was happy and isn't now. His latest, after berating a student reporter last week, he talked about after a win, after beating Boston College, he claimed that Pittsburgh and Wake Forest and Miami all bought teams with improper use of NIL. Then he tried to backtrack. He said he did not mean to imply those schools were doing anything wrong. Well, it's too late.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. You didn't imply it. You just said it. You didn't imply. Like, the fact that he would use the word imply, there's no implication. You stated it. I didn't have to read between any lines. You said them, and them. All did things they weren't supposed to do.
Pittsburgh bought a team. Okay, fine. Our guys make like $20,000. Wake Forest bought a team. Miami bought a team. It's like, really, this is where we are. This is really where we are, and it's only going to get worse.
Get over it, old man. This guy should have been retired years ago. Because I'm telling you, I'll make a bet. We used to have Boeheim on. He is a really good guest when he wants to be a good guest. I like a lot of what he has said and done.
He's not in a good place. I mean,
it's
Williams.
It's going to end poorly for him because there's at least one more of these while he's still associated as a head coach in basketball. He is going to say, he's going to say something that will get him in more trouble than this.
And this is my opinion. This is why Roy Williams stepped away. This is why Coach K stepped away. They knew the game was changing, and they knew they would have been miserable like this. They didn't want to deal with college basketball being this way. Jim Boeheim's still coaching. He doesn't want to make the adjustment, or he's going to fight it tooth and nail, and as a result, he's not happy. He's bitter, and he comes across that way because he is.
He's going to say something that's going to get him in more trouble than this. He's going down that road. You know it, and I know it. We've been around people like this. It's the, I'm old enough where I can say anything I want. You know, great in theory. Sometimes it's not going to work. And I'll give you one other one. Again, what a young student reporter should have asked him is, why aren't you buying the right people? Why aren't you doing what it takes to win anymore? This is all legal now, Coach. I don't know if you read the paper. Because I'm assuming Boeheim probably still reads a paper.
Yes. He's got to have the paper in his hands like Steve West. Steve West still reads newspapers and still reads magazines, which I did not know still existed. But they do, because Steve has them.
Well, you knew magazines existed. The newspaper, maybe not so much. I don't see the newspapers at Kroger or Publix anymore.
So I guess if you're at the
airport,
I
never see the newspapers anymore.
You can still buy a magazine at the airport.
Yeah, you can buy one at the supermarket.
And the dirty ones are strategically placed. You can still buy those at the airport, right?
I don't think you can buy dirty at the airport. I think those days are done.
I have to research that the next time I travel.
Public service announcement. If you're going to watch something that I would say is porn-ish on the plane, understand that people around you can see your screen. If you've got your laptop and you go, well, it's my personal space.
You're in a public area.
Yeah. Yeah, just because you have headsets on and nobody can hear the moaning doesn't mean they can't see it.
I was going to say put a blanket over your head and cover everything up, but that would be even creepier.
What's the fascination?
iPhones come out and people hear that.
It's like cigarettes. If you can't go on a two-hour flight without watching your porn,
you may want to see somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe time for some therapy, some rehabilitation.
You can see from like five different seats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in an aisle seat, a good five seats can see what you're watching.
And if you're reading a magazine, that's not the other person's magazine.
Well,
so
where's my camera?
Don't look over someone's shoulder and read their magazine.
What a beef. I told you, people on an airplane that bother me. People who are reading my magazine in my hand Hey, you wanted one? But it cost you $4.95 in the place we just left.
Hey, Bub, can you go back to that previous page? I wasn't done yet.
Hold on. Celebrities, they're just like us? Where's my camera?
This is some article, huh, Bub?
Where's my camera?
Yeah, it's page. My magazine.
Where's my camera?
It's right in front of you where it's always been.
If you buy a magazine or you bring one with you where you have to do this with the magazine, don't bring it on the plane.
It's a centerfold. Is what the Mino's
saying. Wrestling magazines used to have that.
That's true.
They would have, like, Andre the Giant in the middle. Yeah.
Today is the anniversary, incidentally, Road Dogg, you brought it up, of Andre the Giant turning heel and challenging Hulk Hogan.
Setting up WrestleMania 3 at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Largest crowd ever for an indoor sporting event for a while. Anyway, well, take the hand off my shoulder.
Anybody want to feel it?
That's how I choose to remember Andre.
Why'd you come here with him, Andre? Shows up with Bobby the Brain Heenan sweating profusely. Good news, bad news.
Again, why does it seem like there's an anniversary of that WrestleMania 3 48 times a year
there's
around here?
Different variations of Andre and Hulk.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.